News starts right now.
Third and 10. Here comes pressure again. Reed steps forward. He's got running room. He's gone. If he can keep it between the lines, he's going to score. Austin Reed, touchdown!
44 yards and the longest run by a quarterback in Argos history for a touchdown. Austin Reed, part of that just demolishing of Valdosta State over the weekend. A game we thought was going to be tight, and it was for a while, and then, of course, we won. Joining us now, special opportunity, somebody we haven't talked to in a little while, but honestly, one of my local heroes. I think this guy has done a phenomenal job, not just as a coach on the field, but off the field, working with the players and being a mentor and a leader to them, and a man of faith as well. Coach Pete Shinnick, UWF Argos football GSC champions this year. Pete, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on, and excited about what we have going on here at UWF.
Oh, man, it's amazing. I don't think anybody had even remotely this level of expectation when I remember the first helmet being put up on the, you know, up on the dais and you there talking about what was coming and Judy Bentz and all of this. And now we're looking at our third playoff season. We've got a championship under our belt and our first game at home for the playoffs, right?
Yeah, huge opportunity for us. Host the playoff game. We're excited. Saturday, 1 o'clock, Blue Wahoo Stadium. Would love to have people come out, support us. It's going to be a great event, and you know, really, just for us, a long path to get to this place to be able to host a home playoff game. Obviously, we've been on the road the last two times we were in, so this will be a fun opportunity for the city of Pensacola as well as our players.
What I have to ask you, because it was a little bit controversial, in my opinion, not something you did, but what the NCAA Selection Committee did in giving us a 3 seed in our region, even though we had just beat the team that they ranked number one. I guess we get punished because we went up and played a D1 team and beat them, and that didn't count to our credit. But your thoughts on having to play an extra week as a 3 seed?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the old adage in football and when you're trying to get in the playoffs and do things is, you know, it's better to lose early as opposed to losing late. And, you know, Valdosta loses the last game of the season and it didn't seem to affect them. But, you know, with that being said, you mentioned that we played an FCS program. We opened up the season with an FCS program and we got a victory against them. Unfortunately, Division II, the way they do strength of schedule and the way they do their process, any outside D2 competition does not count. So we go on the road and play in Louisiana and beat a team that had done really well, you know, played in the spring. It doesn't help us in any shape or form. Now, we knew that going in, but we're a team that has just really struggled to find people to play us. We had immediate success, and it seems like nobody wants to come and play us.
You know, I think that really raises the question that I know a lot of people have had with all of the success at football and at all the other sports. I mean, UWF has a ridiculously successful athletics department. What level of consideration is there at this point for moving up to D1? I mean, I know it's not your choice, but certainly you would have input, and it would affect all the sports, but is that something? Because, you know, the challenges we're having finding good opponents that will count in our selection process for the postseason and on down the road. You know, where are we at in that, if anywhere?
Yeah, I don't know that we're anywhere, you know, in that. I think that, you know, Dr. Saunders, our president, Dave Scott, our athletic director, that's really for them to kind of look at. You know, we've been very blessed at Division II. We have 10 national championships as a university in Division II. I think we have 109 Gulf South Conference championships. Men's soccer is now hosting playoffs. Our women's volleyball team is hosting a playoff game. Football is hosting a playoff game. So we've really enjoyed the success at Division II, and I think that's where our mind is right now. And I'm sure at some point in time that discussion will come up again at the administrative level.
All right, fair enough. One question that, you know, obviously a lot of people who follow UWF and have watched football this season have noticed it's a clear trend but for a game or two here and there, the defense has really been the struggle in the first half. Offense has been clicking on all cylinders pretty much consistently across the board, and it's almost ridiculous the level of proficiency that our offense has. Defense, it seems like it takes a first half, and then in the second half we figure it out. People kind of wonder what sort of, you know, magic shinnick dust you use at halftime. You had previously told ESPN Pensacola that partially it was because they throw the kitchen sink at you and get creative in the first half, and then you have to adjust. Is that all there is to it, or is there something else we can do to be better in that first half on D?
No, we have really seen everything under the sun that we can see. And then when people run out of that, they got to play football. And so, you know, if you look at what our defense has done overall, you know, we're the number one rushing defense in the conference. I think we're top three defense in the conference. We do an amazing job in the red zone. You know, last couple weeks created created turnovers in every game, or in the last two games. And so, you know, I think we at the beginning of the season, more people went for it on fourth down, I think through the first four games, than they had all year against us. And you know, that's because our offense has been clicking, as you mentioned, and I think people are trying to keep up with us a little bit. And it's really put our defense in a tight spot. And, you know, but could not be happier with how they have played. You know, Valdosta was one of the number one offenses in the country. And, you know, for our defense really to go toe-to-toe with those guys, I know they scored a few points, but, man, what a great night. For our team, but our defense really rose to the occasion, and they really went seven quarters in a row without giving up a score.
Wow.
So really playing great, and excited, you know, to be able to take that momentum into the playoffs.
Absolutely. We're talking with Pete Chinnick. He is the head coach of the UWF Argos football team. Coach, I know you are as passionate about off-the-field influence on the lives of your players and mentoring them and giving them life lessons and doing – we just played the portions of the speech from Josh Howley last hour, and the importance of manhood and, you know, channeling those male things in terms of productive endeavors. One of the things I imagine you have a challenge with is motivating your players when you're such a good team to play their very best perfection football, even against teams that are not going to be as good. And I think particularly about the Fort Lauderdale game that didn't happen, you had some time prepping your players to play a team that you were clearly going to dominate. How do you prepare them to maintain them for excellence in an environment where success is so easily expected?
That's a great question, and it's really kind of built into, you know, how we approach our team and the things that we talk about. You know, we have our number one program goal is to help each player become a better husband, father, employer, employee. And so, you know, we want them to be at their best all the time.
Coach, can I interrupt you? That might have gone over somebody's head. Can you say that again? I want you to make that point again. Your number one goal.
Sure. Yeah, number one goal of the program is to help each player become a better husband, father, employer, employee.
Awesome.
And so we drive that home constantly. And the program theme is the Greek word arete, A-R-E-T-E. And it's the Greek word for excellence. And it is excellence of any kind, living up to one's fullest potential and moral virtue. So when we talk about, you know, how we play, we really don't care about who we play. And that's one of our sayings. It's how we play, not who we play. And our job is to go out, live up to our fullest potential, play the best that we can, and be the best person while we're doing it. So, you know, when we were a young team, you know, getting started, we still had the same, you know, goals, and we still had the same program theme. And, you know, we have, you know, we say our best can beat anybody in the country. Our good, it's going to be close. Our average, we're going to get killed. So we want to be at our best no matter who we're playing, no matter when we're playing, and no matter what the situation is.
Oh, man, I love that philosophy, and I do. I know that's your approach off the field and even, you know, in the locker room and everywhere else is make good people and they'll be good football players and teach them how to do the thing properly. Coach, I know you've only been here now, this is a sixth year, I guess, 5 years of football, and I guess you were here maybe a year or two before that when we were building the program, but you have done a phenomenal job, obviously. The level of recruiting, the talent is ridiculous. The depth and variety of talent you have on the offense and defense is amazing, and I know the whole community says this, but we just appreciate you being here, and I know you appreciate the community support as well. Am I right?
Oh, most definitely. You know, we right now we are 10th in the country for Division II for home game attendance, and so could not be happier to break the top 10. We've been a top 20 team, so this year, you know, we had a game on campus, had over 5,000 people on our campus with a really kind of a makeshift stadium. And then our time at Blue Wahoo, we've had two crowds over 7,000. Could not be more happy with how the community has embraced us. And my family, my wife and I, we love living in Pensacola, and we're really going on 8 years now being in here. Came in the winter, spring of 2014. So we love it here. And love the support that we're getting, and excited about what the future holds.
Well, best of luck on Saturday against Newberry. We're all hoping for several wins in the postseason and maybe something extra special for another year as well. Coach Pete Schoenig, head coach, UWF Argos. Coach, thanks so much for the time this morning. Thanks for what you do in the community and for our students. And go Argos.
Go Argos. No, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.